Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
In the latest Soldotna City Council meeting held on July 26th, the council approved a resolution to adopt Ordinance 2023-22, approving the fiscal year 24 capital budget and increasing estimated revenues and appropriations by $105,000 in the general fund and $105,000 in the small capital projects fund. The five-year capital improvement plan and capital budget work session was held with the City Council on June 28th. And on July 12th, the council approved and adopted the City of Soldotna five-year capital improvement plan for fiscal years 24 through 28. The resolution designates $105,000 to four city projects: $10,000 for the Riverfront Development Project, $50,000 for the replacement of the outdated body cameras worn by the Soldotna Police, $30,000 for a refrigeration evaluation and recommendation study at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex, and $15,000 for storefront improvement funding. The ongoing Riverfront Development Project will receive an additional $10,000. The additional funding would go toward an appraisal report as well as upcoming public meetings regarding the project. Public Works Director Kyle Cornelis stated at the council meeting,
"This is supplemental funding for that ongoing project. This would enable us to continue and complete a MAI appraisal of the catalyst site, as well as provide materials and supplies for the additional upcoming public meetings."
In addition to the Riverfront Development funding, the refrigeration system at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex Ice Arena is also outdated and in need of replacement. But first, an assessment of the system will need to be performed by an outside party. Cornelis shared the current status of the ice rink.
"This would fund a mechanical engineering study to identify the replacement of our refrigeration system. It's going on 33 years. The R22 Freon is no longer legal to produce or import into the United States. We do have an ample supply, but it's time to pre-plan and come up with solutions and alternatives to the refrigeration system at the ice rink so that we can eventually replace that system."
Despite these additional appropriations, Cornelis also stated at the meeting that the fiscal year 24 capital budget was a significantly smaller capital budget than the city has seen in years past. After more than 5 years of planning, preparation, and construction, the new Kenai Dog Park, the Bark Park, is officially open. The ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on Friday, July 28th, with many from the community, of both the two- and four-legged variety, in attendance. In 2018, a group of Kenai community members, former Mayor Pat Porter among them, set in motion proposals and plans for a dog park. The group asked the Kenai City Council to donate a portion of land for a potential dog park, an area they could begin clearing and building a fence around. From there, the idea only got bigger and better. Current Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel was present for the ribbon cutting and shared how the project took on a new look over the years.
"The project kind of expanded a little bit because we looked at elements that I don't think maybe weren't considered originally that we wanted to incorporate into that. As you can see, we've got a small dog section and a large dog section, and the reason for that is dog safety, so you don't have big dogs and little dogs commingling and possibly having a problem with that. So with that, we brought our Public Works Department, got involved and helped do some of the design, because last year when we were getting fairly close, we had all that rain and we found out we had some ponding in this area. So we had to bring in a bunch of sand and topsoil to plant the grass you see here."
It wasn't just the work of a few hands that turned this park into a reality, however. Many people from within the community offered either their time, financial support, or both to the development of the Kenai Bark Park. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories for Tuesday. This is KSRM News.